Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Paranormal Horizons, only on 106.5 KITC FM and Blog Talk Radio. Join your hosts, Jason Ophir and Pat Rice, as we delve into the world of the paranormal. The world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and even Bigfoot.
Come in over. This is Pat Rice calling out to the world. Come in over. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Paranormal Horizons. Another episode this week. And I am on my own, I think, tonight, Pat Rice, here on Paranormal Horizons, because Jason is taking a much needed break. And as many of you probably have the same experience in your life where I do this radio show, you know, in the evening, but I have a full-time job. Jason is a full-time student, so sometimes we just have to take a break. You know what I mean? But anyway, another great episode of Paranormal Horizons here on KITC-FM, KNCP, and of course, Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to chat a little bit here just for a little while, but we are expecting a very special guest all the way from New Zealand, George Alexander Shiles. I hope that I'm saying his last name correctly, but he'll tell me when we talk if I didn't. And he has a paranormal group, Core Paranormal NZ, which, of course, is the acronym for New Zealand. We're going to chat with him this evening about how he and his wife and his group all got created and, you know, got into this crazy world of the paranormal, which so many of us, you know, love to talk about. And, gosh, I've met so many great friends getting into the paranormal. All right, just wanted to do a little rock and roll break there. But again, just to reemphasize, I've always been into the metaphysical, and I guess I was into the paranormal, but more into the metaphysical, and then that kind of folded into paranormal as I have been on the radio talking about it and meeting so many great people just to talk about all these interesting phenomenons, ghosts, spirits that don't pass over, angels, Bigfoot, aliens, all these kind of things that I think that I've always believed in them. And then, of course, with the wonderful technology that we have in our world today, I get to talk to people from all over the world. That's provided technology works. Sometimes it doesn't. So we're going to hope that it works tonight and that George is able to call in to the number 215-383-2999, or he can also just get onto it through Skype and we'll be able to chat with him tonight. So, yeah, gosh, everybody, I don't know what's going on in your world, but I live on the West Coast. We've been having a wonderfully mild winter, although there has been a lot of snow and rain recently, but it's still pretty mild over here. I know those of you that live on the East Coast have just gotten slammed with weather again this year. So, yeah, I see some of you guys in the chat room. Hi, Archbishop File. Joey Giggles, Spookman. Love to see you guys there. Just waiting for George to call into the show, 215-383-3999. 215-383-3999. But anyway, I had the opportunity on Sunday to go to a little event here in the Portland area where I met a really wonderful person. Her name is Cherie Davis, and she's actually going to be on the show April 7th and talking about women of intuitive wisdom, although she's also a paranormal investigator. She does hypnotherapy and spirit communication, but I did go to an event where we got to have a lot of interaction and information about gemstones. Well, maybe I shouldn't call them gemstones, but, you know, things like crystals and tourmaline and citrine and sodalite and things like that, that all have, you know, healing properties for all of us. And we talked about that. She's a person that can help you with whatever stone may or may not be good for you. But anyway, she's going to be on the show on April 7th and talk to us about that. She also has some Indian heritage, and we did some really cool Indian drumming, and she played a really cool like Indian flute, and I just left feeling kind of refreshed. So just wanted everyone to know that she will be on the show April 7th. Next week, I have to be out of town again, so Jason will be hosting the show by himself, but then he and I will be back together again on April 7th, where we'll have Cherie Davis on the show. So I don't see George in the queue yet, unfortunately. Hopefully he's not having any technical problems, but I think I might jump out to Facebook really quick as I'm talking. And, you know, just kind of see if maybe he's having some technical problems or things like that, because, you know, that happens. As technical as we all think that we might be, it's gotten kind of complicated out there in the technical world. And so I'm going to jump out to Facebook really quick just to see if he's trying to reach out there, because in Australia, of course, big time difference, of course. But yeah, not seeing anything out there, but you know, that's okay. Sometimes things happen. And I'm going to keep chatting. I see that Joey Giggles is in the queue. Always love that. Love talking to Joey. A big shout out to Archbishop File. He's been on our show a couple of times. I've had the pleasure of talking with him on a prior show that I did, which was Super Unknown with Dave Harms. And what a interesting person to talk to. I was brought up as a Catholic. Can anybody out there relate to that? And no, nothing negative in that statement, Archbishop. But I went to Catholic school, so it was always really neat for me to be able to chat with you and talk with you about the wonderful help that you do with folks that really truly have a bad, I'm just, you know, calling it a bad, you know, evil spirit. So, you know what I'm going to do really quick here is just probably take a commercial break and try to see. I think George might be having a couple of technical problems and kind of see what's going on. So in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and play one of our famous commercials that Jason does graciously free for anybody who wants a commercial on our show, Paranormal Horizons. You can also use it on your own show too. And we like to do that. So I'm going to kind of do a comedy one from our friend Ed Becker. Maybe. There we go.
I'm author Edwin F. Becker. In 1971, there was a Chicago haunting so horrific that it was the first ever paranormal event televised by NBC, and a glimpse of a true exorcism. My book, True Haunting, tells the story. It is one that nearly destroyed my life and did destroy the lives of others. True Haunting is available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or you can visit me at edwinbecker.com.
Edwin Becker, yeah, he has a great book. Actually, that wasn't his comedy commercial that Jason has created for him. But yeah, Edwin Becker, he's got a really cool book, True Haunting. Happened back in the 70s, and they're actually, he and his wife, Marcia, are writing a second book, if you can imagine that, about the same experience of when they lived in a terribly haunted house. But this time it's really going to be from Marcia's perspective. The first book was more from Edwin's perspective. So it looks like George is having some trouble getting in, and I'm kind of, you know, typing a few things as I'm trying to talk to see if there's a way. I don't know if it's maybe because of the international dial-in or something like that. I'm suggesting that he try Skype, and we'll see what happens here on Paranormal Horizons. I'm Pat Rice, hosting this show solo this evening. Jason taking a break. You know, it's spring break here on the West Coast for all those students. And, you know, Jason is, he's not a kid. You know, he's an adult, but he does go to school. He's actually been working extremely hard at a new career as a lab assistant. So this is his spring break, and I'm hoping that he's having some fun out there. So I know that Joey Giggles is in the queue, so we may go ahead and I think we'll just chat with him for a while. And George, if you can hear me, I apologize for any problems that you may be having, but we can always try to resolve those for another evening, unless you can try to get in through Skype. That's the only alternative that I can think of right now. So those things happen. Love technology, but definitely things happen. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Joey in on the line. Yeah. Hey, Joey, how you doing this evening?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, I see you're alone tonight, and I wanted to call in and maybe help out here a little bit, you know, and chat a little bit about any topics that you have in mind. So
appreciate that. Yeah, thank you, Joey. And you know, when you're winging it on the show by yourself, and then, as I mentioned earlier, I love technology, but let's face it, we all know things happen. And George, way over in New Zealand, who graciously agreed to be on the show, is having trouble getting in. So we'll just see what happens here.
Pat, they have to dial the international code. And
yeah.
If he's not dialing the international code, it's not going to go through. So that's 001. So
okay.
If you try to dial 001, and then the number here, it might go through. So I hope
right.
That works. Yeah.
Yeah, or possibly trying Skype, because we can take Skype callers as well. But in the meantime, I'm so glad that you called in, Joey. I was actually out last week. I had to do a business trip in the great city of Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was not on the show last week with Jason and Cheryl Ann Fletcher. She's a really interesting psychic. And then, so I'm back. But how have your shows been going?
Oh, very good, very good. Today we had our Gulf War Illness show. We do numerous shows on...
I know, you're just so busy.
Oh, man, we do numerous shows on numerous channels. We have, unbelievable. You know, we grew from just Blog Talk Radio. Now we have two channels on TalkShoe. There is the Health and Wellness channel, and there is also the Author's Nook channel. If you guys like books, that's an awesome channel for you. You get to meet great authors on that channel. And then we have the Paranormal channel. So, yeah, so it should be, you know, interesting as we move forward, you know, with WIRN and so on and so forth. Yep.
Yeah. Now, Joey, out of all those subjects that you do, because you've really been able to fine tune, like you said, the books, the paranormal, and all of that. Is there one of those shows that you feel gets more attention or popularity? I mean, what's your take on that? What do people like listening to?
Well, actually, believe it or not, a lot of my shows have a lot of people that listen in. The most I've ever had on a show is when I have like a celebrity on, you know, but I've had numerous celebrities on. We got some singers coming up on our channel shortly. We do have some
That's fun.
Band leaders. Yeah, oh yeah, we got some great things, and then we got some great, great people who have special gifts coming onto the show. And those people, you know, are clairvoyants and mediums and so on and so forth. Of course, we have good old Kelly Jo Monahan, and that's her home. She loves it on WIRN, you know, and she gets a lot of hits. And the last time that we had a show with Kelly Jo Monahan, she did 65 readings in one show, ladies and gentlemen, 65 readings in one show. That's amazing. That's really amazing. And then we also have the show with Pat Rivers, another really good show, Spirit in the Sky. And then we have our Paranormal Roundtable show, which, of course, we invite all our paranormal friends to be on the panel, and so on and so forth. Really exciting stuff as we move forward with that as well.
Yeah, now Spirit in the Sky. Now isn't that the name of a song?
That is the name of a song, yes. But,
which I love. I'm just
she wanted that to be the name of her show, so I allowed that, you know.
That's cool. Pat, no, I love it.
Yeah, and Pat Rivers also is a medical intuitive where she did readings on her show too, but more her readings are more in depth. I would have to say that she came on and she actually read people's bodies. She went into their body and said, oh, you have this problem, you have that problem, so on.
Yeah,
so,
you know, that is an amazing talent. And especially, so she was doing it over the air, not even being in front of the person, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I mean, so many psychics, you know, do their readings over the phone and things like that, which is, to me, you know, just validation that, you know, it's just, there's just so much energy, you know, running through the universe. But that, to me, Joey, is such an interesting topic about the medical, because my first introduction into, let's call it the metaphysical, was from my grandfather, who was a big Edgar Cayce reader.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the Edgar Cayce books.
Right.
And, you
right.
know, and Edgar Cayce was, you know, I don't think they called him a medical intuitive at that time.
Uh-huh.
You know, because they didn't really have that term. But, you know, he was a person who, you know, somebody could come forward to him and say, well, you know, I'm having a digestive problem, or I'm having headaches. And he would diagnose, you know.
Yep. Oh, yeah,
and,
definitely.
And, you know, his story is really interesting because he was a guy that we could do a whole show on Edgar Cayce, in my opinion. But, you know, he was a guy that grew up very religious, Christian.
Uh-huh.
you know, and he read the Bible from front to back every year. And in his early, gosh, I don't know exactly how old he was, but he was, you know, pretty young, like probably, you know, 20 or something. He fell out of a tree and hit his head.
Mm-hmm.
And he went into, you know, and then he was like in a coma, and they didn't know if he was going to live, and he came out of it. And then after he came out of it, shortly after that, he discovered that he had this gift, and it freaked him out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he thought it was the devil or something.
Yep.
And then, you know, grew to understand it, and there's still a foundation, you know, under, you know, his name in Virginia. And so it's just kind of an interesting story how he came upon his gift. But, yeah, so is the Pat Rivers show Spirit in the Sky every week?
Yeah, that's going to be every month at the end
of
the month.
Oh, every month? Okay.
Yeah, every last Friday of every month, whereas Kelly Joe's show is the day before that. We have Kelly Joe's show. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's the last Thursday of every month.
Okay. So those are monthly shows. And then what are you doing weekly?
What am I doing weekly? I am doing the Techno Versify show, which is a really interesting show. It is about sustainability of resources. If you ever heard of, QUNARC or these other great people that come up with these great ideas for sustainability and energy resources, that's our main show on Thursdays, and every Wednesday, and mm-hmm. That's 3 to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's a really interesting show. They come on, they talk about contaminated water and stuff like that. So that's one of our mainstay shows in the middle of the month. And then we have, of course, the health shows that we do, the Burning for a Cure show, PTSD show, stuff like that. You know, and like I said, we're bringing on singers, coming up next week. We have a great singer coming on, and we're going to be chatting with him about his new album. So really exciting.
That's
stuff
cool.
As we move forward with that.
Yeah, so you really have a lot of diversity. I mean, you're going from paranormal to, you know, healing to sustainability of resources, you know, to the psychic readings, the medical intuitives and so forth. So you've got a lot going on. So sounds like you are a busy person, Joey Giggles.
Oh man, am I. I'm telling you, you know. And when you do the research, I'm telling you, there's so much, you know, research you could do on some of these shows too. I mean, and some of these topics, and you go on Google, and you actually type in what you need, and it's great, you know? Like, I just typed in international codes, you know, on Google, and I put it in there for our guest that's supposed to be calling in. It's called countrycode.org.
Right.
And it gives you all the country codes, you know, so it actually helps, you know, the people outside of the country to dial into the shows and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Dr.
So
Google.
I'm trying to get him in here. We'll see what happens, you know?
I know. I feel, disappointed, but let's kind of jump back into the paranormal a little bit, Joey. So, and by the way, thank you for calling in, Joey, because I don't think that I could have talked for an hour by myself. Because even if it's not going to work out tonight for Core Paranormal New Zealand, we'll have to figure out a way to have him call in another night. But, it's another interesting story where he and his wife, Cassie, they actually experienced some paranormal activity in their home. And then that kind of got them into the paranormal. They were reaching out to other groups for help. Mm-hmm. And couldn't really get the help they needed, so they just kind of ended up discovering it themselves. And again, he's got to tell the story. I mean, that's why it's going to be so great when we eventually get George on. But how interesting is that? Where I've talked to so many people too now, Joey, that say, like, even I go swimming, you know, I go to a water aerobics class, and one of the gals will say, you know, we'll start talking, and I'll you know, mention the word paranormal, and everybody's got a story. Like, oh, you know what? I think when I was a little girl, you know, there was a ghost in my house, or this happened, or that happened. So for me, that just justifies that this stuff is real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, and it is. You know, with the paranormal, I mean, you got to dive into it, and once you dive into it, you really learn a lot. You know, I opened up my mind to all of this stuff. You know, I mean, there was a couple of people that helped me through that. You know, I mean, like, Dave Scott over at Spaced Out Radio, Jason here on Paranormal Horizons, you on Paranormal Horizons. You know, a lot of people allowed me to open up my mind, you know, to, you know, what the paranormal could actually, you know, bring to the world. You know, I mean, like, you know,
yeah.
I mean, these shows on TV, you know, made me very skeptical, because you never see a ghost, you never see anything paranormal on any of these shows. So they made me very skeptical, but allowing to hear the stories of individuals such as Dave Scott and various others, you know, that I've heard stories from about the paranormal, it allows you to open up your mind to these great things, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't believe everything I hear, but, you know, just kind of as a general statement, tying back into what I said about talking to so many people about, you know, call it paranormal, call it ghosts, call it metaphysical, call it what you will. But so many people, you know, are drawn towards, you know what, we're not just, you know, a body. You know, our body dies, but we have, you know, there's a spirit and there's a soul in there. And then there's so many other things that are going on in the universe that I can't even fathom. I mean, that goes into the whole subject of aliens. And, you know, I don't think that I could be as arrogant to say, oh, we're the only, you know, entities in the universe. There's got to be other things going on, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, you got to delve into all these things. Like I always say on these paranormal shows, you have to open up your mind to various things. And those various things, you know, could be UFOs, could even be Bigfoot, you know, various things like that. I mean, like, I've heard stories now that made me believe that there is a Bigfoot, that there are UFOs out there, you know. And once you hear these stories and once you hear these personal experiences, I think it's very important to, you know, open up your mind and then do the research for yourself. You know, do that research for yourself and get out there and look on Google and various places to find more information on these things. And I found so much information now on Bigfoot, on extraterrestrials and UFOs, and on the paranormal itself, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's your take on Bigfoot, Joey?
I think it's real.
I do, too.
I think you can find it in different areas, you know, of the country and of the world, you know, and they call it different things in different places. But I definitely believe that there is a Bigfoot out there. People just haven't seen it for themselves. A lot of people just haven't seen it, you know.
Yeah.
For the people that have seen it, I'd love to hear their experiences. Like, Dave Scott has an awesome experience. He's a good friend of mine from Spaced Out Radio. And he came on my show and actually talked about his Bigfoot experience. And, boy, what an experience that was, I tell you.
Wow. I've got to try to – I'd love to hear that. You know, I've talked to a lot of people about Bigfoot, too, and I've talked to a lot of people that are really skeptical. And Jason, you know, co-host Jason Ophir, who's not here this evening on Paranormal Horizons, he's really skeptical about Bigfoot. But what I've taken heart to, because of some of the people I've talked to, you know, their take on Bigfoot is, so Bigfoot isn't somebody or a creature that wants to be seen, number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like a deer in the forest. You know, they know how to hide. You know, animals, it's not like they're going to be, you know, walking down the street. So, yeah, we don't get to see Bigfoot very often. But I've heard some very, very interesting stories about Bigfoot. I'm not really sure what Bigfoot is. I've heard some things that you know, Bigfoot is an alien, or it's just, you know, a human-like creature that didn't evolve, or, you know, different things like that. But, you know, who's to say it's just not like, it's just another creature, you know, on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, that's true. I mean, it could be just like every other, you know, animal out there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and it's not like we just recently invented Bigfoot. I mean, the Indians, you know, back in the 1700s and the 1800s, I mean, he or she is known as Sasquatch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this isn't like a new invention. And there was some stories, you know, some Indian stories where, you know, occasionally, you know, they came across a Bigfoot and, you know, just, you know, had a different relationship where, you know, just because the Indians were different. And then there's also the famous notation, excuse me, in Daniel Boone's diaries where he thought he was killing a bear. And this is in Kentucky, which is now known as the Daniel Boone Forest. And then when he, you know, he killed the what he thought was a bear, and then when he went to, you know, get the carcass, it, you know, he describes it as a, you know, more like a man.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's, to me, that's like, I don't know, that to me, that's pretty validating.
Oh, yeah, so, definitely. I mean, it's taller than a man, according to many. It's taller than your average man. It's like almost 9 feet, you know. And, it, you know, the feet of it are just so huge, you know. It's just unbelievable when you hear these stories, you know what I'm saying? Really
it
unbelievable
is.
With these stories that come out, you know, in regards to this. I mean, it's very validating, you know, to know that Bigfoot is actually out there, even though you don't see them on these shows. You know, and that's, again, where I got skeptical watching these shows, you know, and I'm saying, I don't see no Bigfoot. I don't know that. And then you hear people's experiences, you know, and it's like, you know, it's like, wow. It's like somebody actually seen one, you know.
I know, yeah. So, Joey, I want to take a quick break. I want to play another one of our Paranormal Horizons commercials for Friends of Paranormal. We make many commercials for anybody who wants it here on Paranormal Horizons Blog Talk Radio, KNCP, KITC, FM. I'm chatting tonight with Joey Giggles, who we're just kind of, you know, talking about various subjects. Joey Giggles, WIRN, is his radio network. Check it out. In the meantime, here's another one of our Friends of the Paranormal Horizons.
Ghosts of San Francisco.
Are you into international intrigue, secret societies, ghosts, and nonstop violence? Then you're going to want to check out Mord McGee's novel, Ghosts of San Francisco. Ghosts are real. It's a scientific reality. These aren't your clanking chains, sheet over the head ghosts that your grandmother warned you about. These are the future. When something moves in the corner of your eye and is gone when you turn to look. When you feel like you're being followed. When the knife is in a different place on the kitchen counter than where you just set it. You're not imagining things. Ghosts are real. Add that to international intrigue, secret societies, and super powerful world corporations, and you have Ghost of San Francisco, the explosive debut novel by Mord McGee. Volume 1 of Tales of the Eclipse.
Well, welcome back to Paranormal Horizons. I'm Pat Rice. Joey Giggles on the line with me all the way from the East Coast. We're just kind of chatting about various subjects. And Mort McGee, Joey, he's a great author, as the commercial stated. Ghosts of San Francisco is his first book. He's coming out with a second now. And really, it's a really interesting book. Did you get the opportunity to read it, Joey?
No, I haven't. I haven't read it, so I can't really talk on it.
Well, it's really cool because he wrote this story about it. It's a kind of a sci-fi, not kind of. It is a sci-fi that takes place in the future. So there's all these futuristic things, you know, where you know, people are in some cases kind of robotic, and some of the, you know, the drugs that they take for that can heal them and make them stronger. But there's also a way that ghosts come into play, and the ghosts are actually, you know, people that have died in the story, and then they come back, but they're also like in the computers. It's really cool. I mean, it just, he just did such a wonderful job of, I read that, finally finished it earlier this year, and yeah, great book. So getting back to Bigfoot, so if you're just tuning in here to Paranormal Horizons with myself, Pat Rice, and Joey Giggles, where we've just kind of been talking about Bigfoot, like, is he real? You know, what is Bigfoot? I don't really know what Bigfoot is, but I do believe he's real, he or she. There's got to be a he and a she, that they are real.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity, we had a guest on the line, and she saw a Bigfoot in the Rocky Mountains from a distance, and she knows it wasn't a man, so got some validation there. But you know what? There's somebody in the queue, Joey. I wonder if it might be George. Let me see if he finally got through.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Hello, you're on Paranormal Horizons.
Hello. I finally
George?
Got through. Yes, it's George, yes.
Hi, George. I'm sorry you had so much trouble.
Look, I'm not sure where the problem was. I've done this before, but look, our internet in New Zealand is really rubbish. It's it goes up and down all the time.
Okay.
And that's all I can blame this on for. I've been trying
We'll just blame it on that. But I'm so happy that now, George, I introduced you earlier. I don't know if you got to hear it. George Alexander Shiles. Is that how you say your last name?
No, it's Shiles. S-H-I-E-L-S. Shiles.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no D in it. Now, look, profile you've just read out. Thanks to Facebook, they changed our Core Paranormal NZ Facebook page to my full name, and it's different to my actual identity, which is just normal George Shiels. So there's two identities bouncing around out there, and it's confusing a lot of things. But
okay.
my wife Chrissy, she handles the Facebook. That's George Alexander Shiels. So I'm actually speaking to you from my own one. My own one is just straight George Shiels.
All right. All right.
Sorry,
well, great. Well, I'm so glad that you finally, you know, were able to tune in. So let's just get on with chatting, because I want to hear more about what you do. And with me on the line is Joey Giggles. He called in from New York. He's another radio show host. I don't know if you're familiar with his shows, but he's kind of co-hosting with me tonight, as my normal co-host Jason is off for the week.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good, thanks. How's yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, that's great.
So, George, you know, I looked through your bio, which is so interesting, and what I really want to know is, it sounds like you and your wife, Chrissy, you guys had kind of a bad experience with a haunting. Is that correct, in your own home?
Oh, yeah, that's correct, yes.
What happened?
Okay. Right, I'll try not to get too long-winded about this, because it's there's quite a bit that has happened over the years. But going back, say, or at least 10 years anyway, maybe before that, even longer, my stepdaughter's been having issues with seeing possibly dead bodies and people that are dead, and she was too young to understand what was happening to her.
Mm-hmm.
We kept on seeking professional help for her, but they could find nothing wrong with her. Anyway, that's just gives you a little bit of background to Victoria, because she's in our group now. But my wife and I got more into this because we were having increasing activity around the home to the point where we started noticing it. We actually think it already had been happening before that, but just didn't know what the signs were. We just
right.
think we were having bad luck with different bits and pieces. So anyway, it came to a head after my sister, Helen, she died very suddenly. It wasn't expected. So possibly around about the next day, things around our home started going haywire. Our electricity started going nuts. Both our cats, it's unbelievable. We had a big ginger Tom, and he turned into a tiger. Every time
wow.
he tried to walk anywhere near my workshop, I've got a large workshop out the back of my home where I do engineer things and electrical things and stuff. And the cat just go up on all haunches, all its hair would stick up and back its head, and you couldn't go near him. So we knew that something wasn't right. One of the times I really remember, because I videoed it, I even videoed me pulling my meter box apart to make sure there was no faults and me testing it. We couldn't turn our electricity off.
Oh, my gosh. Now, George, if I could just interrupt for a minute. So when your sister passed away, and by the way, I'm very sorry to hear about that. I know
right.
it's very difficult to lose someone. And so when she passed away, then you started having this activity at the home. Do you think it had something
yes.
to do with her?
Well, yes, but what we think is that we were having some issues in the paranormal way before that. Just wasn't in our face so much.
Gotcha.
Now, the thing with Victoria was that we think it was probably hanging around our home because we think she's some sort of magnet for this sort of thing, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, maybe like an empath almost, where, yeah,
yes.
I think I've heard situations like that too. I'm sure, Joey, you have as well.
Yes, I have. I definitely have. I sure have. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, it's interesting living with somebody with this because when we're, I'll just sidetrack a little bit, when we're on investigations, if we're going to have a lot of any activity on investigations, we'll centre itself around Victoria. And so we're constantly all night following her with cameras and all sorts of stuff because if anything interesting is going to happen, it'll be near her.
Wow.
But anyway, look. Yeah, she's now growing up and she's learning. She's 22 now. She is learning to handle this. We call it a gift. She obviously approaches the paranormal differently to the rest of us because the rest of us are curious and we need technology to try and enter that realm where she seems to be whenever she wants to be, you know,
right.
Within herself. But the hurtful part about when we first started off with our group, my wife and I, we approached a local group that had a big flashy website on the internet, and it was based in Palmerston North in the North Island of New Zealand, and that's where we live.
Okay.
And I said to Chris, look, we had better contact these people because we don't know what we're doing here. And this group boasted like something like nearly over a dozen investigators anyway, with all these
wow.
biographies underneath all their names, and it looked really professional. So I contacted them, and I got one reply from this individual who I've gotten to know over the years, and I know why we got the outcome that we did. I won't mention any names. He was just trying to impress people. He didn't have a paranormal group. In fact, all the people that were on his site, well, they were mostly girls, which nothing wrong with that, but they were younger girls. They didn't even know they were on his page. They didn't even know him.
So obviously you didn't get any help from that.
No, we didn't. See, that just completely hit us like a bomb. Like, we started trying to contact some of the team members, because Palmerston North's not a very big place. It's a city, but it's a small one. And we actually were able to catch hold of some of these people, and they didn't know what we were talking about. What group? What are you talking about? So I'd give them the internet address of this site, and I'd go there, and I'd give them my contact information, and they would contact me, and they were blown away. They had no idea that they were on this guy's web page claiming that they were paranormal investigators.
Wow.
So my wife and I thought, look, we're going to have to help ourselves here. There are a couple of other groups here in New Zealand, but as you know, New Zealand's not very big, and there's not a lot of room for paranormal investigating here. We thought, we started reading what we could on the internet, and I must admit, we actually started watching a couple of ghosty programs on TV to get an idea of what people were doing and what equipment they were using.
Right.
And how would we go about looking into this for ourselves? So this is what we did. We watched a bit of the TAPS programs with Jason Horsnett, and we got one of the we bought a K2 meter and a 4-channel DVR and an EMF meter, and we started with that.
So, George, you were just sort of determined that you were going to figure this out for yourselves.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Because we had no other form of help. What we did do, we did it randomly during the day and during the night, because it really didn't matter what time of the day it was or what day of the week it was. My wife and I would see something walk through the door and not come through the other side.
Wow. What did you guys find? I mean, after you went on this whole journey of really teaching, it sounds to me like you had to teach yourselves to become paranormal investigators because of what was happening. What did you come to a conclusion?
Well, yes, we did. What we did get, we've got some very good what we know as EVPs now, some very clear ones. We've got which we are sure it's one of them does sound very much like my sister.
Wow.
I can't say that for certainty, but it certainly does sound like her. Also, I've got some video footage of three very large orbs, and I mean large. They're not big specks of dust or bugs.
Hmm.
They float up to one of our friend's feet, hover around her feet, and then just back off again. And then they just go, just disappear.
Wow, what now, do you think those were?
Well, I don't know. We seem to think that was the whatever energy, spirit, whatever you'd like to call it. I don't actually like calling them ghosts, because I don't think I've proven it to myself yet that that's what they are. I mean, there's obviously residual energy there of some sort. But there's got to be some form of intelligence, I suppose, because of the EVPs. But I think they must have been some, I don't know. I had a guess, probably spirits.
Now, George, let me ask you this question. This whole kind of time as all these things are happening in your home and you and your wife are learning how to become paranormal investigators, were you guys scared, or did you just feel like, you know, because I've talked to some people that have had, you know, energy and ghosts or spirits, and they felt scared, and others that have said, no, not really. You know, it was just something that was there. Is that, how did you guys feel about this?
Well, well, Chrissy was here, but I was going to ask her to tell you herself. But she was hesitant at first. Not so me. I probably pushed a bit to start buying the equipment. At the end, we both saw that it had to be done anyway. The sad thing about it, though, we had to buy our equipment from out of the country because the stuff you just couldn't buy here in New Zealand.
I see.
You go to a shop in New Zealand here 5-6 years ago and ask for an EMF meter, and I'll say, what's that? Just nobody's heard of them. You know, it's just incredible. I mean, I could have bought a four-channel DVR here in New Zealand back then, but I would have paid probably five times as much for it here than what I got one from the States.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
So I just got everything we got from over there. I think it's called the Ghost Shop.
Well, good. That's good to hear. The good old USA.
I didn't mean to give them advertising there, but yeah. No, anyway, that's where we started off at. And but I've never been scared, no. No, I tell you, my wife's had a few interesting moments. She's been, it took two of us half an hour to bring her back down to earth. She got taken over by something. We just do not know what it is to this day. It was quite a nasty possession. I wouldn't call it the devil, it took us, there was two of us here in the, three of us actually in the shed. We were holding a vigil. This was earlier on in the piece. We had had our equipment for about 6 or 8 months. And this was just an on the spot, well, let's get the gear out and see what we can do. And it just happened to be at night. And we had one other friend there with us that was learning the equipment with us. And the next thing we know, our big table here in the kitchen, Chrissy was trying to hurl it through the shed.
Oh,
and she
boy.
Was shaking, and she was angry as if she wanted to fight anybody in the room. But then the emotions that were coming out of her, there was a lot of crying, a lot of anger, and possibly a lot of other stuff, like maybe... just straight out physical force. We had to hold
it down.
Do you
know what it was?
Okay. No, but we did. What it was when we were holding my wife and trying to stop her from hurting herself anyway against the wall or something, we were telling whatever was taking over just to move on, please leave her alone. Now,
yeah.
This did not. We weren't being disrespectful to it because we didn't want to encourage it to get worse. I'm sure that Chrissy played her part in calming down too, but it needed that intervention from us, I think, and eventually it just slowly released its grip. We don't know what it was, but it hasn't happened again.
I see. Now, George, do you still live in this house?
Yes, we do, yeah. It's a family home.
Okay.
My wife's parents built it. Yeah,
it sounds like
it
has a lot of history, too, that could possibly...
Well,
go ahead.
It possibly has, but it's more the area, I think, because... excuse me. This whole... Most of the suburb that we're in, it's called Hokafitu. It's reclaimed land from old riverbed.
From what?
Now,
from old what?
It used to be a riverbed.
Okay.
So they filled in an old riverbed and built houses on it. And this house here was the first in the area.
I see.
to be built. Now, I'm told by people that because of where the house is situated, because it was on where water has been, or probably still is sitting under the ground,
yeah,
that's probably a bit of a conduit for anything that might be floating around.
Yeah,
any
definitely.
Spirits to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, that's a known fact that spirits and entities, whatever you want to call it, they like to hang out in water.
Yes, I've read about that too, and it kind of blew me away. But we had a group from over Australia came over, and they paid us a visit. We got to know them on the internet, just chatting, and Alan, the lead investigator for their group, is a reasonably well-known psychic over in Australia, at least the part that he lives in. And he came straight into the shed and walked straight to one particular part of my workshop and said, that is where the portal is. He said, there is a portal here, and everything that's coming through your house is coming from just over there. And that's where the riverbed was.
Wow.
He had no prior knowledge to what I'm telling you, only that he knew that we were having problems.
Well, that's good validation.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It validated his gift to me anyway. But we had been already investigating for maybe a little over a year at this stage, so we had a little bit more gear as well, like a couple of full-spectrum cameras. We got another DVR unit and a few other cameras and bits and pieces, more audio recorders. But, you know, the best tool I found is the common old still digital one-shot camera. Because
mm-hmm.
it's amazing what you pick up with those.
Yeah, that I've heard that before. But so, George, getting back then to sort of your introduction into paranormal, if you will, with the activity that happened in your very own home, have things settled down in your home now?
To a point, yes. I could actually mention something further about that. Over the last, and particularly the last, say, 3 years anyway. I think our group's been together for nearly six, but about the last 3 years, we've had a string of very close friends pass on with illnesses one way or the other. Excuse me. And every time one of these people have died, now this is probably about five in all, the electricity in our home goes nuts.
Hmm.
It won't turn on, or it won't turn off, or down one side of my workshop, you can't do anything with anything down that side of the workshop. You just walk away.
Interesting.
Now, we started getting used to it that much. After about this happened twice, a chappy I got very close to, because I worked with him for a long time as a technician, he passed on suddenly in hospital. That very day, the power went out in my shed and some of the power in the house. And I said to Chris, what's happened? Because this would have been mm-hmm. the third time now, but we didn't know.
No
that
kidding.
Space that he had passed on. And I get a phone call from his wife that he had just passed on an hour
before.
Oh,
my gosh. It's almost like your place is some sort of magnet or something.
Yes.
that where... Like when the people pass on, like you said, close friends, that, you know, maybe whatever type of communication that might be, you know, it's not necessarily negative, but they're, you know, trying to communicate or something. How fascinating.
Yeah, well, this is right. I know what you mean, because when I'm at one of my lathes, I've got a couple of engineers' lathes and things, but... if I'm doing a project on there or a job for somebody, especially back in 2009, 2010, I would turn around to talk to somebody because I thought they were standing right next to me at the lathe.
Right.
And there'd be nobody there.
You're feeling their presence. But, George, we're running out of time here, but we have a few more minutes. But I wanted to let everyone know out there, you know, Core Paranormal here in New Zealand. You know, what a wonderful group that you've started, because when I read through your bio, what you offer now to anyone in your area is if they're having some type of paranormal problem or questions, your group does this willingly and at no charge. Is that correct?
That's correct. We don't charge. We never will. No, we're here to help anybody that's having problems in that way. And if we can't help them because of distance, because we cover a fair part of New Zealand, but some of it's just too far. We just share the cost of the running costs between ourselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've got fairly large vehicle. It's an 8-seater. And I get the crew, and we've got a big covered in trailer that we put all the gear into, and off we go.
Wow. So you guys have adventures, I'm sure, while you're doing this. But it just sounds like, you know, from your own experience that you evolved and created this great group that, you know, it looks like you've got 9 members in your group, George, including your stepdaughter and your wife. And I just applaud you for, you know, for embracing something that was happening in your life, and now you're coming forward to help other people, and that's so wonderful, you know?
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, we're gaining all this experience and some sort of knowledge, so we like to try and share it. We've got to put it to good use to help other people, or else it's just a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
I would hate for people to see what that chappy did back when we found he was all bogus. I got hold of him, made him take his site down. It took him a long time, but he took it down. But it's been a long road, but it's good to be able to use that knowledge. And we're learning every time we go out. Every day is something new. We learn something new. So I think at this sort of thing, there'll always be something. There'll always be a curly one getting thrown at you, and you learn something from it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, George, your website, it looks like you've got a website, which is Core Paranormals.
Core Paranormal NZ.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, with the NZ and then .com, if people need to get in touch with you in that area, in that neck of the woods, as I like to say. And I also wanted to mention, George, it looks like you're going to be on another show tomorrow night, the Worldwide Paranormal Radio.
Apparently so. Yes, I think I am. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm telling you your own schedule, right?
Actually, you've just reminded me.
Yeah, the Worldwide Paranormal Radio, which I haven't had the opportunity to listen to yet, but that's the Paranormal King, Roy Douglas, and it looks like you're going to be on his show tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So I'm going to try to tune in for that so I can, you know, hear more about your story, because unfortunately we didn't get to spend the whole time with you this evening. But, Joey, did you have any final questions for George before we sign off?
Yeah, well, one question I wanted to ask was, when it comes down to paranormal science in New Zealand compared to the United States, does it differ or is it similar to what we do here?
I think it differs slightly, because you're going to have to excuse my expression here. I hope that there's no kids listening, but most of the groups here I found are shits and giggles groups. They don't take it seriously enough. So that's my nickname for them. If they are serious and they want to actually do an investigation, maybe even share one with us, we tried that once and we got bitten, because all they wanted to do was try and scare each other and thought it was a big joke.
Right.
Now, but I've noticed some of the things that I've seen, well, I can only talk about what I've seen on TV. So the groups that I've seen on TV, and especially some of the ones that I've had something to do with on Facebook, take it a lot more seriously. They take the subject seriously, and so their way of approaching it and the science of it has got to differ.
You know, I'm glad that you don't charge for what you do, because there's so many here in the United States that would charge you know, and some of those groups are, you know, considered farces or scams and so on.
Yes.
You know, and that's great. You know, you utilize your talents and you do it for nothing, you know, which it should be for nothing. You know, this area, this arena, you know, people shouldn't have to pay for anything for this because, again, I mean, it looks like if somebody charges anywhere in the paranormal arena, it seems to me that, you know, it would be a scam, you know, or whatever. I mean, like, you do it for the pure, genuine act of doing it. You know, other people, you know, like I said, charge money and they utilize, you know, they unfortunately scam other people, you know. And it's actually really interesting, you know, that you say, you know, that there's a little bit of a difference from New Zealand to here, you know. And I find that interesting because I'm gathering it's different maybe all over the world, you know, compared to what we have in the United States. So freely people are opening up paranormal groups, you know. So I don't know how hard it is to open up a paranormal group in New Zealand per se, you know, but in the United States somebody could apply for it and they could open it right away, you know. So I was just wondering, is it tough to set up a paranormal group out there in New Zealand?
It was for us because we were in the wake of the bogus group that had done a lot of sort of damage with their credibility, because we weren't the only people trying to contact them, and when they were obviously finding out that this guy was bogus as well. So the paranormal and around Palmerston North and, well, sort of in its immediate areas all around it, didn't have a very good name. We had a tough time starting up, but we stuck with it. And we're slowly getting public confidence back, and which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, yeah.
A little bit more work, still needs to be done with public confidence on our part, but word of mouth is starting to get round.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's,
yeah, but I just wish I had got round a little bit quicker. But I don't know what this. You know, I keep on going back to the bogus group, but he really did a lot of harm.
Right, because that just makes people, you know, think, oh, that's just a bunch of, you know, baloney.
Yeah.
If you will. Well, see, and so,
it wouldn't be possibly not quite so bad, but I actually started getting mail because I heard that we had started up in the area,
mm-hmm.
that he had taken money off people to take mm-hmm. them on a paranormal tour that never, ever happened.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, he took the money.
Yeah.
He took the money first and said, right, I'll meet you at such and such a place in a week's time. And I don't know, maybe about half a dozen odd people contacted me or my wife. And they said, I'm sorry, we don't know what you're talking about, but I said, I can try and help you track the guy down. But, yeah, this is a sort of thing. And, of course, that did a lot of harm.
Unfortunately, like I said, a lot of people take advantage. And, unfortunately, these groups that do things badly, you know, charge, you know, make it bad for the people who do it for the good, you know. And that's usually what happens in everything, unfortunately. You know, and that's why you probably got the letters that you got and so on and so forth, you know. It had nothing to do with you, per se, but these other groups out there that, you know, do what they do to ruin it for everybody else out there, you know, the people that do it for good like you, you know.
Right, it just gives a bad name to paranormal. But, again, George, you know, thank you so much for being, you know, persevering and getting on the show tonight, because I know we had some connection problems, but George Shields from Core Paranormal New Zealand. Check out him on Facebook, your group, and your website, coreparanormalnz.com. And we'll have to have you on the show again, George, so we can talk in a little more detail for sure. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, both of you, and I look forward to coming back sometime.
All right. Thanks.
Awesome.
Good night, or good afternoon, I should say, probably.
It's afternoon here for us, yes.
Right, mm-hmm. right. We're in evening here. So, George, okay. We'll talk with you again. Good night.
Okay, then. Good night.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right, Joey. Well, thank you, Joey, for hanging in there with me on the show. I just wanted to put out a couple of reminders there to everyone. Blog Talk Radio, you can always listen to this show as an archive show. And you can listen to this show on Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KNCP-FM 107.3, KITC-FM 106.5. And both of those stations also have websites, which is KNCPFM.com, KITCFM.com, to listen to our show Saturdays, again, 10 p.m. Pacific time. So thank you again for listening. Next week, I won't be with you, but Jason will be hosting a show with a surprise guest, as always. And Joey Giggles, thank you from WIRN Radio. Thank you for calling in and hanging out with me. I love our Bigfoot conversation, by the way, and we've got to continue that.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And it was great being here. I always love helping out you guys, and it's always great to be here.
Yeah, and we should have a group show sometime just on Bigfoot.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think we could
do that.
Yeah, I could actually, go more in depth about, Dave's story and a couple other stories that I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could get a couple of experts or people that have opinions or whatever that have done some Bigfoot hunting. My brother-in-law, he's not really done Bigfoot hunting, but he actually made a movie. Not a big Hollywood movie, but a movie on his own, with some other guys that he's done some, movies with about. It's kind of a Bigfoot story. We could have him on because he's definitely a believer. So we could just kind of have a round table about Bigfoot.
I like that.
You know?
I like that.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're going to do that. Definitely.
I'll get some scheduling around that, Joey Giggles, and let you know. And again, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Always appreciate it. And I hope everybody has a good week. Joey, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Take care, everybody. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Good night, Joey. All right, everybody. Pat Rice signing off. Jason Ophir will be back next week here on Blog Talk Radio, KITC-FM, KNCP.
You have been listening to Paranormal Horizons only on 106.5 KITC-FM and 107.3 KNCP-FM and Blog Talk Radio. Join Jason Ophir and Pat Rice next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we explore the world of the paranormal, and always be sure to visit us on Facebook at Paranormal Horizons on Facebook.